Hello.
Hi, Renee.
Speaking.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen randomly, and your individual answers are confidential. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And may I have your age just for your statistical purposes?
63.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your ethnicity or race?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 10. Okay. Got it. Got it. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Oh, my God, I'm a Democrat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Oh, hell yeah. Strong
okay.
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied with Joe Biden.
Thank you. And what specifically makes you say that you're satisfied? This is an open-ended question.
Joe Biden.
Okay. Got it.
Joe Biden and getting the country back on track.
Okay. Getting the country back on track, right? Okay.
But specific, Joe Biden getting the country back on track.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, and which of the following issues are the most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read a list. You can stop me when you think that's the one. So we have health care costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, lowering taxes, shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K through 12 public
education.
Mm-hmm.
I have like all of them, like the reform, the anti-racism, abortion rights.
Okay, so we can select up to two choices. So is that okay? Sending up
anti, fighting? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, abortion rights and anti-racism.
Got it. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
No.
Okay, so strongly disapprove, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
Better.
Okay. And now thinking about race elections in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'd say about the same.
About the same. Okay. And in that case, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I don't experience it.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Okay. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. So we have the first one, Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
50, because I don't know them.
Okay. Taylor Swift?
Say it again?
Taylor Swift, the singer?
Oh, Taylor Swift. Yeah, she's around 70.
Okay, thank you. How about Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. The NAACP?
100.
Thank you. The Democratic Party?
100.
Kamala Harris?
100.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis?
0.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Would you say very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. So the first one says, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or totally disagree?
I say somewhat disagree.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Like somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I'd say somewhat agree.
Okay. America's diversity makes it stronger.
Totally agree.
Okay. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Totally agree.
Thank you so much. Now the next one, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
Totally agree.
Okay. Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
Totally agree.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Like strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. We're almost 60% already. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. So the first one says, is the statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. And the statement B says, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
B.
Okay, like strongly agree with the statement B or
strongly agree.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree, and 10 means you do not think it's been threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one says the right to bear arms.
I don't agree.
That'll be, yeah, from 0 to 10, that'll be a 0, right?
That is under attack, you saying that is?
Yes, if you wish, I'm gonna read the instructions once more.
Yeah.
It says, please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this being undermined and under threat. Five means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think it's been threatened or undermined at all. So in that case, the first one we have is the right to bear arms.
Not at all. It's not being undermined at all.
Thank you. Now, the commitment to Christian ideals?
Not being undermined.
So that'll be like a 0, right?
0.
Okay. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting from 0 to 10?
10. That is being undermined.
Okay. Freedom to protest the police or government?
Zero, not being undermined.
Immigration to this country?
It is being undermined. I'd say 5.
Okay. Police that treat everyone the same? I'm sorry, police that treat everyone the same?
That's a 0.
Okay. Equal economic opportunities for all?
That's a 0.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with that statement, and 0 means that you don't agree with the statement at all. Remember, you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first statement says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we do not stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10, what do you think?
10.
Okay, thank you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, and now the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's in 4 years of college.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Single.
Or widow? Single, okay.
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal, very liberal.
Thank you so much. How often do you attend church or religious services, like twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live, as urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this is concluding our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and for your time. Have a great day, ma'am.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.